I thought it was interesting how you went in to where do most of them come from? What gender are they? Kind of showing that most of them are from Italy and women. And let me get this quote.
Yeah, about 90% from women are women, about 70% Italian. I think
Yeah.
most saints are from Italy, so there's a correlation there.
And I thought it was a really interesting thing for people to consider. And the quote was, I think, from Father Joseph Martin, who was he was an aide to Padre Pio, and he said about Italians, they're more emotional, and therefore they love easier. I think that's like in one sentence, this kind of really profound thing, because I think sometimes in the church there's like a distaste for emotion, like a sort of stoicism. I mean, I've fallen into that myself. And then actually, there are more women stigmatists than men, probably because they are more sensitive and emotional. So basically, seeing how much the emotions lead you to this greater emotional connection to Jesus, and then that love becomes so intense that it kind of gives birth to the stigmata in specific people. So I think that was a really interesting point there.
Yeah, that's right. I have right here behind my computer. These are my all my Italian aunts. And
Yeah.
I keep this, but my you wouldn't know it from my Polish last name, but I'm over half Italian. My mother is 100% Italian from Calabria. It's one of the reasons I was interested in Elena Aiello.
Yeah.
And they're like that. They're all like that. Very emotional. Very loving. In fact, my wife is not Italian, was really freaked out by it the first time that I brought her to meet
Yeah.
my relatives. She's like,
Yeah,
they're
we think
yelling
it's
at each other.
weird, but
Right,
it
right.
should be no, it's what makes saints.
That's right. That's right. She's like, they're yelling at each other. And I said, I know they're not angry at each other. Yes. I'm like, no, they're not. My grandparents do this to each other all the time. And then they all start laughing and everything. No one's visiting any psychiatrist. There's no marriage counseling.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the way they are. And with women in particular, I mean, clearly women are more sacrificial than men are. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah, maybe a guy can it could like endure certain types of things physically and so forth. Though women can go through a lot physically. My wife says all the time, you're such a wimp, right? She's better at enduring physical pain. But when one of our kids would wake up crying as an infant, I just lay there in bed. I'm not going to get up, right? She jumps up and salutes the flag, and she's off doing whatever she needs to do. So women love more, it seems, in a sacrificial way
Yeah.
than I think men are capable of. I think that has to do with motherhood, with giving birth.
Yeah.
So to me, today we want to eliminate the gender differences and everything else, but there's a lot to be said for that as it applies to the stigmatists. And we even want to disregard kind of nationalities and ethnicities and so forth. But you can see very German characteristics in some of the doubters of the and Catherine Emmerich and Therese Newman, and you could just see so much of the Italian culture and attitudes and kind of personalities in so many of the Italian stigmatists. The most famous stigmatists are Italian: Saint Francis,
Yeah,
Padre Pio, right?
exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
it has to make you think, because if there's like a kind of recipe to make bread, there's got to be like a recipe for holiness.
Yeah.
And if the stigmatists are, I mean, you can argue they're the
Ingredient.
holiest of the saints, I mean, maybe right next to the martyrs, there's got to be something that we can learn from that we can think, hey, maybe we should take on some of those characteristics as well.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Agreed. Well said.
Well, Paul, Dr. Paul Kengor, it was really awesome having this conversation. The book, The Stigmatists, it's really, really amazing. I still have to kind of finish more of it so people can get it from the you can look it on online from what's the best place to get it?
Yeah, I mean, you can get it from Amazon. You can also get it. The publisher is Tan Books.
Sure.
In fact, go to the website for Tan Books because they've got so many good books. I mean, you'll get
Yeah.
stuck on there wanting to order all kinds of stuff. And they have a lot of discounted books. In fact, for the Christmas season, go there, buy gifts for loved ones. But you can get it at either of those places.
Well, great. Well, hopefully those of you listening will have been blessed by, in some way from this conversation, and you'll go get yourself this book and or give it as a gift to someone so that we can all grow in holiness. So, how about we close with a prayer?
Sure.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed Mother, we come before you and we ask that you Please bless and grace this conversation. Help us to imitate these different saints so that we can become more like Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Thanks, Savara.
Spirit. Amen.